Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. So grateful for you. So grateful to be on this journey with you. It's really been so special so far, even though we just started this. We've been counting now 22 days, right? We're starting the beginning of the fourth week. I have three complete weeks. And we started this project here at the end of Gevura, and so Tiferet was a full week, and here we are. So without further ado, let's get in. There's a lot to talk about today, a lot to cover, because we are starting, obviously, the week of Netzach, right? So today we'll go over kind of an intro to Netzach, the week of Netzach, and then get into what is meant for today, which is Chesed Shev Netzach. So Netzach, right? It's everywhere if you're here in Eretz Yisrael. Beyachad Nenatzeach, right? Together we'll win. Together we'll have victory, right? Netzach can also mean eternity, forever, right? But just Rav Benji brings so many different kind of topics that correspond with this. So I'll just kind of like run through as many as I can here. And then throughout the week, we're going to delve deeper into all these kinds of concepts, God willing, with Hashem's hope. So victory, dominance, stamina, endurance, right? Being able to get back up, having resilience, having goals that are defined, being focused, being determined, being driven, confidence, right? Confidence is a huge thing in Netzach. We're going to talk about confidence a lot, which corresponds to assuming a posture of abundance, showing up from a place of abundance, right? Movement, taking movement, right? Falling and getting back up, being adaptable, being able to evolve with the times, change with the times, not having the same thinking mentality that we had the first time we encountered something, or we decided on something and that was it, or we've been doing the same kind of actions over and over again, right? And a big, big thing corresponding to being masterful, right? Being masterful in our task or in what we're doing. And it doesn't mean having to do everything ourselves. It also means being a conductor, being a delegator, allowing other people to be masters of their craft and being able to lead them. The blessing of this week, or here's a few more things as well. Efficiency, right? Not wasting energy. Having power in numbers, like we said, in terms of victory, but also in being a conductor, having other people around you to support you and to being able to help delegate in the right way, being consistent. Consistency is very, very important in this way. And silence, right, in a certain sense, which we'll get into. Having like a... interesting because we talk about victory, and we talk about dominance, and we talk about confidence, and we think of these things. We often think of somebody who's very boisterous, who's very loud. You know, I can be very loud, obviously, but right, being very boisterous, somebody who's speaking over other people, that's not confidence, right? That's not confidence. Right, because the element of the week is air, right? It's air. Last week was air. This is air, right? So Rav Benji, he talks about the shadow side of air, has to do with idle chatter, having to do with gossip, having to do with flattering, having to do with boosting your ego and talking about yourself and all kinds of things going on with that. And funny enough, right, too much air, it corresponds to, Kabbalistically, right? This is what leads to being unreliable, inconsistent, falling off, giving up too early. And they're all kind of connected, right? As you can see, that, like I said, it's the dark side or the shadow side, so to speak, of air, right? So learning how to be silent allows us to listen, allows us to listen to, and we'll get into it today, the inner tzaddik, listen to the inner voice, listen to the messages that Hashem is trying to give us with the stimuli that we encounter throughout the day and in things in the past, right? The archetype of Netzach is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who, much like we talk about with Yaakov, and we think that, okay, these people, since they're the archetype, it must mean that they are that, they exemplify that to the highest degree all the time. And it's not true, right? Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to work on himself to get there. You can see that he was himself inconsistent, wishy-washy. He had an opportunity to help the people. Instead, he ran away for 60 years and, argued that the people wouldn't listen to him and all these things, right? And it took him many, many years to get to the place where now he is Netzach, where he's eternal, where even though he did not enter the land, he passed away before he entered the land, he's eternal, right? He represents Moshiach. He represents the third Beis HaMikdash, which is why he wasn't able to enter the land. Otherwise, the third Beis HaMikdash would have been built, and there would have been no Beis HaMikdash to destroy when necessary, right? So these are a lot of concepts. We just ran over a couple other things. The blessing that we say for Netzach is the ninth blessing, which is Mevarach HaShanim, blessing the year. And blessing the year is this the Shefa that comes down from above, right, from Shemaim down here. And this also corresponds to the direction. The direction of Netzach is up. So we're looking up. The sound of Netzach is the Chirik, which is E, right? And you can go deeper into this, right? I don't want to belabor many of these points because it's all there. Rav Benji goes into more in depth. I wouldn't do it justice by just running through it like this. But the main point that I want to drive home, really, is this aspect of confidence. Aspect of resilience. And this aspect of being masterful and adaptable, right? These are all the same kind of concepts, right? And I think we talk about confidence. One of the things that affect us in our confidence, right, is Rav Benji talks about that we feel scarcity, that we feel there's not enough and there will never be enough. We develop this victim mentality, right? For whatever reason, whether it was something that was taught to us as children, or we learned, or an experience, a trauma, or something we did with ourselves, maybe sometimes we failed, or we've tried stuff and it hasn't worked, and we start losing confidence in ourselves. We start feeling scarcity. We start feeling like things don't fall in our direction. We don't get the lucky bounces. I can work hard, right? But if we don't have confidence, we don't have the resilience to get back up and do it again and again and again and again. We give up early. We give up way too early. And ultimately, victory corresponds to the last one standing. It doesn't have to be just the last one, right? That's the whole thing, too, is that there's a lot of feelings here, or concepts here, I should say, that make us feel that Netzach has to do with competition, that there's somebody we're competing against. And really, the main competition that's happening in this world is against myself. Mamish myself, mamish my own ego, right? Mamish my own preconceived notions, my own traumas, my own character defects. These are the things that are really, really, really the competition against, right? And this competition, these things I just mentioned, the character defects, the Yetzer Hara, the ego, they're actually all placed in front of us in order to help us. They are the gravity to the weights that are going to help us build the muscles. So if you want to build spiritual muscles, you need a counter force. And this is what the counter force is. So when we look at our past actions, we sometimes get very dejected, right? We think we failed. We think we screwed up because it's associated with our ego. I did something wrong. I should have done this instead. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? Right? And it can be very insidious, right? It's about me, I, ego, when really Hashem caused me to fall. Hashem caused me to fail. Why? So I could have that muscle memory of getting back up, of getting back up, of learning how to get back up after losing, after failing. To build endurance, to build stamina, to build resilience. They're all one and the same. Falling is a part of Netzach. How is it possible that victory and falling are both Netzach? It's because you can't win if you don't fall. That's the whole point. Gedalia Fencer talks about this so much in the Shirim. He talks so much about taking action. And this is, I can't even believe it took me how many minutes here to get into this concept. We're here 12 minutes in already, and I haven't even talked about action. That the main point of Netzach, Hod and Netzach together, as I mentioned, I didn't make it up, right? But we've been talking about Netzach and Hod together are legs that require action to take step, right? These previous Sefirot could be a little bit more abstract, right? Especially before, if we're talking about Chachma, Bina, and Das that are all in the head, right? And then we start getting into Chesed, Geburah, Tiferes. There's something that we can think about, whatever, right? But that's not the way that Netzach works. Netzach requires action. We can't think our way out of our problems. We can't think our way into abundance. We can't think our way into victory. We can't think our way into resilience. We can't think our way into confidence. We can't think our way into being masterful. We have to act our way, which is the reason why right now I've got my tefillin on. We put on our arm tefillin before we put on our head tefillin, because you have to use your hands. You have to use your body to do an action before you can to change your head. You don't put on your head and say, oh, I'm going to think about this, I'm going to meditate on this, and when I'm ready, I'm going to go and do it. Because we may never be ready. Right? In recovery, we talk about change an action, change a thought. Change an action, change a thought. We, got ourselves into whatever mess we have because of our thoughts. It was our best thinking that got us everywhere. Right? And so this can also make us lose confidence in ourselves, thinking that we don't know what we're doing, that we don't know how to do it, right? And this ultimately leads us here into today's day, which is Chesed Sheb Netzach. Chesed Sheb Netzach, right? Which is kindness, easiness, lovingness, self-lovingness, self-confidence, self-worth, all this stuff with the self. Didn't we just say me, me, me? That's the issue? That's the problem over here? The problem is that we took the failure to heart. And when we took the failure to heart, we lost self-worth. Self-worth is not the same as ego, right? Having self-love is not the same as ego. It's not the same as the Yetzer Hara. Right? If you don't have emunah in yourself, you cannot have emunah in Hashem. If you don't believe in yourself, you cannot believe in Hashem. We have to believe that for sure Hashem loves us so much, that we're so perfect. We have to know that our soul has never even been touched by anything that's ever happened to us or anything we've done, right? That we, everything is so amazing, so amazing. And it's really beautiful, right? It's really beautiful to know that Hashem is doing for us everything, and that no matter what happens in this world, no matter what kind of failure we've had, no matter what we may have think we've done or haven't done, we can know that Hashem is still here with us, and we're still good. In fact, we're still better than we've ever been. Honestly, if you go and look at how we were before, right? We came in with our own character defects in the world, and these are the issues that kind of hold us back, right? But the more that we win, the more victories we get under our belt, the better we feel about ourselves, right? Which, as I mentioned, leads us here into Chesed Shem Tiferet, how? Because, as I mentioned, this is the week of action. It's time to move. It's time to take a step. Start with that right step, right? Even when a person is walking into the chuppah, right? We're taught to enter with our right foot first. We move with our right foot when we're going to do something holy. And this is what we're doing here, is we're moving with our right foot. We're moving with Netzach. We're moving with the victory, assuming the victory, knowing that we're going to win, right? In sales, they talk about assuming the sale, knowing that for sure I'm going to walk around here. A person who enters a sales call and they have a scarcity mindset, they give off that vibe, right? They seem desperate, and it pushes off actually their prospect. Nobody wants to be with them. Same thing when we talk about dating, right? If a person is out there dating and they are going into each date with a scarcity mindset, thinking like, oh my gosh, I hope this is the one. This better be the one because I don't have many more options, then they're already setting themselves up to fail because they're already going in with no confidence, right? They're coming off as needy. And being needy pushes off the person, it pushes off the prospect, and it pushes off the blessing that Hashem wants to give you, right? Then when we're, yes, for sure we have it, for sure we have it, for sure we're going to win, for sure it's ready here, I just have to open the door. I just have to do the action. I just have to do the, set up the pipeline. It's not me that's bringing in the money. Hashem is giving me the money. He's giving me the parnasa. It's not me that's bringing in, that's getting married. It's Hashem that's making the marriage, right? And this is the whole thing. I may have to go through a few sales calls before, but each one of those sales calls is not a fail. And I may have to go on a few dates before I find the one, or a lot of dates, hundreds of dates, who knows how many. But each one that we enter in from a place of scarcity, the harder that we make it for ourselves, really. Because then we haven't learned that lesson, right? We have more falling to do. We have more failing to do. And the way to fall and to fail is to be so freaking happy. Imagine if you had gone on a date and you married the first person you want to date with. And then later on you're like, oh my gosh, this was such a mistake. It was such a mistake. How did I get in here? Because I pushed it. I tried to make it happen. I tried to force it to happen. Right? I wanted to dominate in a negative sense, in the sense of like, I wanted to dominate reality and what Hashem's will was. And then I played myself, right? So we should be so happy that I didn't get married to that person when it didn't work out, when we went on a date and it wasn't the one. We should be so happy when we didn't get that client that we thought we wanted, because that client was a problematic client. And how many times we're pushing and we get it, and then we're like, oh, well, yeah, that wasn't actually the thing. That's self-will, right? That's not the same as self-worth, right? It's not the same as self-love, right? So when we talk about Chesed Shem Netzach, and we're talking about taking action, we can't think our way into confidence. We can't think our way into stamina. We can't think our way into victory, like I said. We have to take action. But how are we supposed to take action when we've seen ourselves fall and fail so many times? How can we supposed to have confidence in ourselves and in our ability when we're not sure if we're going to make it or not? right? We have to be forgiving of ourselves. We have to be forgiving and all loving of ourselves. And actually, like I was saying, to be happy with those failures. Happy with those failures. And when we do that, right, the more that we have that scarcity mentality, we bring on anxiety, we bring on depression, we bring on sadness, and we bring on the small thinking, right? And what ends up happening is we sometimes say to a person, you can hear, right? You can tell who's confident or not confident, right? You can tell when someone has to add, like, a comment, like if someone has to say, you know, hey, you can come up and there's food at the buffet, and you're like, oh, cool, can I get some? Can I get in here? Wonderful. Showing some confidence. If you got to come in and say, oh, well, leave some for the rest of us, or, you know, oh, well, I guess you have to be 6 feet tall to get in here, whatever it is, you're showing your own lack of confidence, right, to everybody. And this is the kind of thing, right? So first and foremost, we have to be accepting. This is the chesed. And we have to love those mistakes that we made, love those failures, and love all the victories. Because we focus on the failures, and we don't focus on any victories. We don't focus on the wins. And this is what leads to lack of confidence as well, lack of self-worth, is we're not like, oh my gosh, look at this life that I live. This is such an amazing life. How did this happen? Thank you, Hashem. It's such a great and awesome and holy gift. Thank you, Hashem, for every little thing, right? We lose sight of those wins, and we want to focus on the negative, right? So today, there's an action that we can take. What's that action, right? Like I said, we can't think our way through. We have to start taking action. So I guarantee you there's stuff out there that you've wanted to do that you've been pushing off, that you haven't gone to. Haven't wanted to do it, right? Maybe you thought Mercury's in retrograde, and there's something in the planets are not in alignment, and who knows, right, whatever. There's always a reason that's stopping me from doing that thing that I know, if I listen to my inner voice, and if I'm listening to what Hashem is trying to teach me, oh, and that's another thing, right? Gedalia Fensri talks about moving and failing, right? And because that's how we get momentum, and that's how we learn, because actually the failure, you know, just to wrap that part up, is actually a message from Hashem. And it doesn't always mean this isn't what Hashem wants me to do. Sometimes it's the complete opposite. Sometimes he wants to build our stamina and build us up, right? But a person, they look at their failure and say, oh, well, Hashem's telling me what to do, right? So there's things that people have been pushing off. There's things that people don't feel good about. There's things that people have been procrastinating on. The big project, some undertaking that you want to do. And we haven't started the process, right? Or maybe we started the process and we fell off on the process, right? Which means that we didn't have the resilience to get back up. We didn't get back up. So the practice for today is be kind with yourself. How are you going to be kind with yourself? By doing that thing that you've been wanting to do. That thing that you know is in alignment with your will, with Hashem's will, and having the confidence to go and do it, and that it's going to succeed. So start that thing that you wanted to do today. Start that thing that you wanted to do that you've been pushing off for days, weeks, months, years. And start the process. Take action. If you want to start a business, start doing the website, you know, not just doing a business plan, not just doing something. Make a post and commit to doing consistent action, to doing consistent action. But today, we're not committing to anything today. We're just going to take the first step. Just going to take the first step just for today. We're going to do something positive in relation to to the goal that we have, to that focused, determined, defined goal, and to be driven, right, to start that engine and to move forward. And or maybe something that we started and then we stopped, start that up again. Check out where you were and do an action. Don't just think about it. Don't just meditate on it. Don't worry about having the confidence to do it. The reason why we don't have confidence is because we haven't done it yet. And we're scared that we don't know how to do it, so we're scared we're going to fail. We don't trust ourselves, right? So a person should, we should be zoiche today to take action, to start something, to move forward in something that's been bothering us or that we wanted to do, to start something over again or to continue something that we pushed off, that we let up on, and to build resilience, to build stamina, to build endurance, right? And this way, we're going to see victory. We're going to see that we win, because winning is the person who's there at the end. And we should also be zoche to see victory here in Eretz Yisrael, a victory, a lasting victory that isn't about sides per se. Am Yisrael should be protected. Eretz Yisrael should be protected, and we should win and have a full, outright victory, and have a see a full and revealed Eretz Yisrael, and see Am Yisrael completely united. All the missing hostages should come back, and all the missing Jews, all the missing tribes should be coming back that have been out there, and we should see a united Israel with all 12 tribes together, victorious here in Eretz Yisrael and around the world, coming Moshiach, Third Temple, L'chaim.